Password. It's Super Password. Our special guest this week from Give Me a Break, Lori Handler and Orson Reed. And the star of Super Password, Bert Convy.
Off we go. Thank you, everybody. I thank you very much, and welcome to Super Password, the last day of the week. Friday, January 10th, 1986 is where we are.
Well, are you actually writing 86 on your checks?
It takes me about a month or so, and they all get filed up and so forth.
You know what I did?
What?
I started writing 86 in December.
Yes.
Now I'm writing 87.
Oh. Now you're into 87 already?
It's terrible.
What about New Year's resolutions? Did you make any New Year's resolutions? Are you into that now?
I just decided that 87 was going to be a wonderful year for me. It's my decision.
Well, what about 86?
Oh, wait.
Sorry.
Okay, thank you. That's a very good New Year's resolution. 1987 will be a good year. 86?
Oh, no. Wait, I'm going with you.
Seriously.
No, I on New Year's Eve of 85, precisely at midnight, I had an absolute premonition that it was going to be a sensational year for me, and it was. And so I decided to keep going with a good thing.
Right.
That would make 86 even better. And wait till 87.
Whoa, we can tell you're prime for 87. Yeah. How about you, Laurie? What are you going
to
do?
Well, to be perfectly honest, I was asleep at midnight.
Ah.
Because I have a reason. It's not that I'm not a partier. I was in the wilds of Wyoming on a survival skiing trip. So before I went to sleep, my resolution was to live.
To wake up. Well, I'm glad you're back here with
so
us. Goodness, I didn't expect to get such heavy stuff here, but thank you. And thank you for being here this week, as a matter of fact. And here comes our two players today, Pat and Emily. Come on in and thank you for being here. Hi, Emily. Hello, champ. Pat.
Hi there.
We're going to start with Pat. She is our challenger today, so Pat, please, once again.
Okay. Hi, my name's Pat Arsvold. I am married, have been for 11 years. Just recently moved back out here to live with my husband. We've had a commuter marriage for about a year and a half while I was in law school in Kansas and he was in California.
Uh-huh.
But we made it through that.
Hey.
And living out here and enjoying it and glad to be here.
Well, I'm glad you're here too. Thank you. And you have $400 so far, which
well,
is a nice beginning.
Too.
Absolutely. Here's our champion, Emily. Emily has $18,200, which is not so bad, my dear.
That's pretty good.
You bet. So tell us about yourself, Emily.
Okay, I'm Emily Kong. I have an art studio. I made a resolution.
What is that?
I resolved to leave a little food in my plate after every meal.
You did?
That was my diet, but I cheat. I take bigger helpings.
That's a good way to beat a diet, isn't it? Take massive helpings and eat a little tiny bit.
Whatever happened to starving artists?
Yeah, that's right. Okay, well, she's not starving now. She's rich
no,
now.
18 grand.
If you're ready to go, this is the $400 puzzle. At this point, Pat is leading $400 to $200 for Emily, so this is your famous time for coming through, Emily. And off we go. First word, please. Emily and Pat, give them the clues, and we'll start with Emily.
Argue.
Debate.
Yes.
That was the acting.
Oh, that's wonderful.
She looked like William Buckley.
All right, here we go. On the board, we have debate, and it is for the game. Orson?
Debate. Is it William Buckley?
Is it William Buckley? No, it's not. Okay. All right, all right. They're grumbling. Here we go. Next word, please. There it is. Emily?
President.
Leader.
Okay. Pat?
Ronald Reagan.
Yes. That was the bouncer. They got you. All right. Debate and Reagan.
How about Mondale?
Is it Mondale? No.
Well, they did debate.
Yes, that's true. All right, here we go. Next word, please. Okay, Pat?
Universe.
World.
All right, Emily.
Outer
limits.
Okay, Pat.
Can I take that back?
No, you can't. I'm sorry.
Area.
Space.
Yes. Okay. Debate. Reagan, space. Laurie, for the game.
Is it Star Wars?
Is it Star Wars? Yes! Didn't need weapons and didn't need... nickname. Absolutely. Star Wars it is. Congratulations to you, Pat.
Thank you.
We have to say goodbye to Emily, and Emily was our ex-champ, is our ex-champ now, and she leaves us with $18,200. Not bad, Emily. Thank you. We'll come back in just a moment and play for $5,000 right after this message. Don't leave, don't leave. Here we are. All right, Pat, this is your first time here, of course. You have $800 at the moment, but you've got a chance to add to that considerably. I'm going to give you 10 words beginning with L and continuing through U, all right?
Okay.
L through U. Gotcha. Everyone you get right, I'll give you $100. If you get all 10 right, I'll give you $5,000. You couldn't be in better hands here, that's for sure.
Oh, no.
All right, all right. You know you have 60 seconds. You play this game as well as anyone ever has. Let's see the first word, please. There it is. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, good luck, Pat. Ready, and go.
Lemon.
Lime.
M.
Doll. Window. Model.
Mannequin.
Yes.
N.
State.
Nebraska.
Yeah.
O.
Surgery.
Operation.
P.
Sky. Divers.
Parachute.
Q.
King.
Queen.
R.
Horses.
Reins.
Competition.
Race.
Drive.
Rig.
Beverly Hills. Drive. Pass it.
S.
Rodeo.
Orchestra.
Symphony.
T.
Wire. Message.
Telegraph.
U.
Agreement. Everyone.
Unanimous.
R.
Drive.
Rodeo.
Yes! Rodeo Drive, got it.
It's terrible, and I love horses. I go to the rodeos all the time
really?
In the Midwest, and but none of you racing or horse clues.
Didn't get it until she said Beverly Hills. Rodeo Drive. Funny you knew that. Well, you had 2 seconds left.
Oh,
that was as close
boy.
As you've come in a long time.
Yeah.
But you made it. You have $5,800. Pat, we'll come back in just a moment with some more Super Fashion. Congratulations. Oh, it was close. Well, you knew you were going to get it when you passed it because you said it. But funnily enough, when you came back... Okay, here we go. Congratulations, Pat. Once again, Laurie's record is intact. You have never failed to gain the person the money that was at stake over there.
And what
you,
a pal.
You were in 2 seconds that time.
So close.
All
thanks
right.
a lot. You almost blew.
Here comes your challenger, Pat. Come on in, Tim, and sign in, won't you please? Hi, Tim. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Have a seat, sir, and tell us all about yourself.
Uh-huh.
Well, no, as much as you care to.
I'm Tim Barber. I'm from Chillicothe, Ohio.
Chillicothe.
I'm an architect, and I'm out here renovating apartment buildings.
Really? Well, that's great. I always wanted to be an architect. Is it fun?
It's lots of fun.
Yeah. And you have to be good at math, though, right?
Not really.
No? Doggone, now they tell me.
All those algebra classes were for nothing?
Oh, I always thought I didn't have a chance. All right, if you're ready to go, Tim, let's get to it, shall we? Here's the $100 puzzle, and off we go. Orson and Laurie giving the clues. Here comes the first word of the $100 puzzle, in fact. There it is, Mr. Bean.
Piled. Heaped.
Okay. Laurie?
Hey.
Stack.
Four. Yes, you give that on the ED. We don't need it. Yes. All right. We have stacked on the board. Very clever, Laurie.
Dolly Parton.
Is it Dolly Parton? Next word, please. I think we all had the same thought. Laurie?
Tents.
Canvases.
All right. Orson?
Summer camping.
Yes. It's camp. We'll take that.
I should have given
stack. And camp, Tim.
Dolly Parton.
Is it Dolly Parton? We're going to keep guessing it till it is, okay? Here we go. Next word, please. All right. Orson?
Identical twins.
Yes, perfect clue. Stacked, camp, and twin. Tim? Gene?
Yes.
Yes, of course. Oh.
Gene always knows it. You know that
he
part.
He never knows. He hasn't got a clue. I always say, Gene, what do you think? Oh, yeah. Yeah. But see, you never have to prove it. That's the trick. Someday I'm going to have you prove it. Here we go. Next word, please. I'm going to get you. All right, Orson.
Simmons mattress.
Yes. Excellent.
But it was Megan and Richard. That's an ongoing fear of mine.
He'll be on here. He'll be here next week.
Really?
Yeah. Stacked, camp, twin, and mattress.
Oh.
Really?
Not an idea.
Oh, my. Okay, next word, please. I think most everybody up here has it, so you better stay in there. You got to get it now, Orson.
Chairs. Furniture?
Yes. Yeah. All right. That should do it for you. You got stacked, camp, twin, mattress, and furniture, Tim.
Bunk beds?
Is it bunk beds? Yes. You got it at the last second, too. All right, we'll come back and get some more super fast right after this message for you. Don't go away. See you in a moment. Where'd you get it? At the last, as you started to talk, it seemed like. Yeah. How could I have not known that? Okay, here we are. $200 puzzle coming up. The cash word is worth $1,000. Tim has got $100 and Pat has yet to score. We've just only begun. Here comes the $200 puzzle your way. Pat and Tim, here comes your first word. Everybody at home has it, so let's begin, Pat.
Sacred.
Holy.
Yes. Very nice. We have holy on the board. Laurie?
Is it the Vatican?
Is it the Vatican? No, it's not. Here we go.
But
next word, please.
Holy. That's true.
Next word, please. There it is. And Pat.
Italian.
Roman.
Yes. Yeah. She's tough, boy, I tell you. Holy. Holy Roman
Empire.
Is it Empire? All right, here we go. Next. I was right. Pat?
Goliath?
Giant.
Uh-oh. Tim?
Foe. David?
Yes.
I didn't do well enough on an opposite.
Okay. Holy Roman and David.
I think I know.
What is it, sir?
I think. Oh, I guess?
Yes.
Is it Michelangelo?
Is it Michelangelo? Yes. David Gregstack with the David Florence. Ceiling artist. Very nice, sir. Very, very nice. Very early, as a matter of fact. I didn't know it was going that way. Okay, that's $300 for Tim. Oh, guess what? The magic toaster for you, sir. The cash word is worth $1,000. Yes, he will be good. He is good at this, as a matter of fact. Show the folks at home what the cash word is. As I said, Tim, it's worth $1,000 for you. And you have three clues. Orson, we're ready for clue number one, sir.
Tape. Tape?
Tape.
All right, clue number two.
Band-aid. Adhesive.
That's it. Would you like your hand after your partner?
Yes.
Perfect. Oh, no, it's perfect. Okay. Now, our score is $300 for Tim. And, Pat, you've got to get going if you're going to do it. We'll change partners right now, and we'll break away. No, we're not going to break away. We're going to just switch monitors. Okay. Take that in, if you will. Orson, grab that. Will you?
Put it back.
Okay. Here we go. $300 puzzle. Pat, this is the time to do it because he's got $300 and you don't have anything yet. Laurie and Orson, you'll give the clues and here comes the first word. There it is. Orson, please.
Opry.
I'm sorry.
Opry.
Grand.
Oh, yes. That's a great clue. On the board is grand. Pat, what could that be?
Is it pianos?
Is it pianos? No? Okay.
Good guess, though.
Yeah. Next word, please. Oh, that's a clue. All right, Orson.
Horse?
Buggy.
Yes. Well, that's amazing.
Thank you.
That's really quite wonderful because it didn't follow. All right, we have Grand and we have Buggy, Pat.
Ooh.
Okay. Next word, please. Maybe that'll help us. Orson?
Bath?
Shower.
Yes. All right, we have Grand, Buggy, and Shower, Pat. You need this to stick around here. Okay, here we go. Next word. Laurie, do you have an idea?
Big.
Tim?
No.
Boy, Orson?
Cupid.
Dog.
Yes, perfect clues, Orson. Grand, Buggy, Shower, and Doll.
Is it Baby?
Is it Baby? Baby. Oh, there it is. I did not get it. Did you?
Nowhere near it.
Doggone it, I didn't have it. All right.
It's so hard to think of, though. You have to switch mentality with those list ones.
You have to connect them, and they're tough sometimes. All right, here comes a $400 puzzle. We have a $300 tie. This will decide who goes in place for $5,000. And here comes the first word. Tim, start us off, please.
Iron.
Press.
All right, Pat?
Iron?
Mm-hmm. He said iron.
Lead.
Aluminum.
Tim?
Copper.
Metal.
Yes. Okay.
So I said it. I'm really
on the board. On the board, we have metal, and every guess now is for the game.
Is it heavy?
Is it heavy? Ooh, good guess as well. All right, that's good play. Here we go. Next word. You little devil. There it is, Tim.
Swerve.
Curve.
Yes. My goodness. All right, metal, curve for the game.
Is it sculptures?
Is it sculptures? They turn on you, boy. If you don't do well, they turn on you. Tim?
Slip?
Slide.
My goodness. You just bang. All right, metal, curve, slide for the game.
Is it a jungle gym? I don't know.
Is it a jungle gym? A couple of people clapped.
Thank you, the two of you.
They thought maybe it was. All right, here we go. Next word, please. Tim.
Moccasin.
Shoe.
All right. Chance to get in here, Pat.
Penny.
Loafer.
Yes, perfect clue. Metal, curve, slide, and loafer. Orson, for the game.
I have to guess what all that is?
Yes, sir.
Metal. A bum, a hobo.
It's a little late.
They have nothing to do with one another.
I can't. Oh, I haven't got it at all. Maybe you can probably all see it at home. You're screaming at us. I know, but I don't see it. Do you know what it is? Okay, next word, please. Everybody seems to know but us. Okay, Pat.
Utensil.
Spoon.
Okay, Tim.
Implement.
A tool.
That's it.
If you know this.
Metal, curve, slide, loafer. And tool, she
is
smells
it
victory.
A shoehorn?
For the game, is it a shoehorn? You bet. Well, I didn't get it. I still didn't get it. I don't believe it, in fact. Congratulations to you, Tim. Pat, we have to say goodbye to you. But you leave us with $6,100, which is very nice. Thanks so much for being with us. We're going to break away for commercial. We'll be right back after this word for you. Nice going. When did it hit you? On tour. Yeah, boy. Even then, I didn't know. Before we go, and Orson gave the clue on the cash word for Band-Aid. We allowed that. Of course, it's not legal. Band-Aid is a hyphenated word. We allowed it, but since you were playing against the house, it's our mistake, so we let you have the money, which you weren't playing against someone else, so it's,
thank you very much.
It's our gift. I think it's the classy thing to do.
That's very nice.
We made a mistake. We have to say goodbye now, so we will. Thank you so much for watching. Have a nice weekend. Thank you, Laurie and Orson, for being with us.
Thank you.
Bye.